How's it going, everybody? You are listening to the Lance Greatness Podcast. I'm your host, Lance Greatness. This podcast episode, we are going to be talking about losing weight. And I hope you're all ready for this one. I hope you guys are all pumped because you need to be in that state of mind for this kind of a podcast. I hope that you're ready to hear what you came to hear. I hope that you're ready to get rid of that belly fat. I hope you're pumped, okay? Now, I'm really glad, first of all, that you guys are here. I'm glad that you're listening to this podcast. If you're listening to this, I already know that you guys are you're a bunch of winners. You want to be thin again. I'm right there with you. I want to get there too. And I think you taking me on as your guide on this life-changing journey could be the best decision you ever make in your life. I know that's a bold claim, but I said it. Let me give you a few reasons. First, you know what? I'm going to talk a little bit about myself. Like I said, my name is Lance Greatness. I'm 30 years old. I have a wife, got a couple kids, love them to death, two girls. I want you to know why you should take me on as your master, as your teacher, okay? First of all, I volunteer at the elementary school, and I teach kids math. I'm a really good person. So the next reason is I'm what you might call the opposite of fat, okay? Personally, between you and me, my pants have been getting a little loose, and I'm now trying to gain weight. So think about that. I mean, you're listening to a guy who is trying to gain weight. That's how thin I am. Okay, next point, I'm fearless. Okay, I once jumped off this really tall bridge straight into the water. It was chilly. It was pretty crazy. It was really high. All right, last reason is that this is the most important one. I have a bachelor's degree. I should have made that, actually, I should have mentioned that first before the math tutoring at the elementary schools. The discipline that it takes to get a BS degree, I believe, far exceeds the education that you need to lose weight. Show me someone with a bachelor's degree and I will show you a swimsuit model. Guaranteed. So you see, I'm your guy. Those are the four reasons. That's what I want. I want your trust, okay? I want you to remember that. The first thing that I need from you is your trust. Complete trust. Think back to how much you trusted your kindergarten teacher, okay? You were wearing a backpack, you're going to school, your kindergarten teacher, right? There's that instant trust because you're a child. I want at least double that. I want double that trust from you. I want you to pause the program until you trust me 200% more than your kindergarten teacher, okay? I can wait. This is a podcast after all. All right, I'll wait. And I know some of you listening might be the critic. So before we delve into too much detail, I want to resolve any problems by kindly asking you to leave. If you've got trust issues and you're not ready to commit to my program, leave. Turn off the podcast and go listen to your Glenn Beck. Gosh, guys, it's basic trust. If you can't trust me, double your kindergarten teacher. I'm sorry, this program is not for you. You should find another podcast. Sorry about that, guys. I know I got a little revved up there. But I had to get rid of the critics who weren't here for the right reasons. The right reasons, sorry. It's like The Bachelor. If you aren't here to commit, my program is going to be a waste of time for you. Anyway, that's why I invented the Lance Greatness Diet. I want you to lose weight and still be able to eat things that you love. And if you haven't checked out the before and after photos on the Lance Greatness Diet on this podcast, be sure to check that out. I have tried countless diets. They just, they didn't work for me. I've had a lot of weight to lose in the past. And, I searched the podcasts. I've tried a lot of different things. And I'll talk about that a little bit more. Anyways, I've tried countless diets. I either didn't lose any weight or the diet wouldn't allow me to keep snacking on my favorite candies. I once tried hiring a dietitian so that she could tell me what my diet should look like for the next 3 months. She was cute and everything, but as soon as she started mandating what I could and could not put in my mouth, I canceled my subscription and I broke up with her. Every time I put a Reese's peanut butter cup in my mouth, she got all bent up out of shape, and at the time, I was what you would call 200 pounds overweight. Okay, this was a few months ago, and I was able to detect her shallowness probably after the third date, shortly after we had our first kiss. That's a story for another time. My whole point is that I hope that you guys listening out there aren't going to tolerate diets mandating what you can and cannot eat. This is America, after all. Let's start by talking about a few of the basics, okay? You've got maybe some extra tummy weight. Maybe you've got some, you've got a fat neck. Whatever the case, however you look, you can succeed. I can guarantee that. And that is what I'm going to refer to from this point forward as the Lance Greatness Guarantee. And it goes like this. If you're fatter than you want to be, look to the Lance Greatness Guarantee. That's what I tell everybody I meet, whether or not we're talking about dieting. You know, it's always a part of me. It's what I love to talk about. All right, let's start off and look at a few research studies to support what we're going to be talking about. So first off, this group of scientists from North Korea, okay, conducted a study and asked 10 random people right off the street if they would rather do a diet where they can eat anything or a diet that mandates healthy food, greens, veggies, all that crap. So one diet, you can eat whatever you want. The other diet, dictatorship. 7 out of 10, get this, 7 out of 10, that is 70%, preferred eating my way, whatever they wanted. Okay, there's no surprises there. That's why my method works. They did further research on the 3 who wanted a healthy diet, quote unquote, and it turns out they were Caucasian. So they actually voided their responses from the study. So effectively 100%, this is my point, effectively 100% of these 7 people who answered correctly were people who wanted my method. I want to go through a second study. This one is going to be asking you some questions. Let's go through a few questions from a completely different group of scientists in North Korea that I want you to ask yourself. Now, I translated these myself. I'm actually learning Spanish part-time. And so for practice, I'm always practicing, you know, whatever I'm working on with my skills. For practice, I translated the North Korean questions first into Spanish. And then for additional practice, I translated that Spanish into English. Since it's been translated 2 times instead of just once, we should have some pretty accurate content here. So as I read these, I want you to answer honestly. First question, how often do I look at the scale? When was the last time I slept at least an hour? What do I think of people who are thinner than me? What is my IQ? It's okay if you don't know that one. Actually, I'm 90% sure that one is probably a mistranslation. How much would I weigh if I cut my body in half? Hot dog style. Okay, now hamburger style. That one is actually pretty important. When was the last time I fit into my jeans? I hope these questions gave you a bit of an idea of who you are and where you're at. Not everybody can answer those questions honestly, so I want you to give yourself a pat wherever you want. So how do I, personally, in my life, how does Lance Greatness get away with weighing what I do and at the same time eating whatever I want? Well, we need to understand the fundamentals of my philosophy here. First of all, what is a calorie? Syrian philanthropists tell us that a calorie is a miniature form of energy. It's so small that it's almost imaginary. This tiny little piece of energy is what gives us the ability to get up in the morning. Also, to drink Coca-Cola, to raise your kids, you name it. If you can think it, it probably takes calories to do it. So we go throughout our day eating food here and there, and this is where we get our calories from. When we eat too much food, we have too many calories and we gain weight, right? That's what we're told. So we need a way to burn calories while we are consuming calories. This is the genius part. This is the good part, you guys. We need to spend more calories digesting food than the food actually has. If we do that, we'll be skinny in no time. It's simple math. 1 + 1 = 2. So how do we do that? Well, let's say, what I mentioned earlier. A Reese's peanut butter cup has maybe 400 calories. I actually have no idea, okay? I don't really read food labels. That's not one of my hobbies. That means that we need to surround that peanut butter cup with some kind of substance that the body is going to have a really hard time breaking down in the large intestine. And not just any substance. We are going to make the body work really hard digesting that coating substance. So hard, in fact, that it burns 410 calories in the process. So after you eat that peanut butter cup, you've effectively lost 10 calories. Get this, your digestive system should never even reach the peanut butter cup. That's the idea of this program. It's like anorexia without having to throw up. It's beautiful. This is the genius of the Lance Greatness Diet. You don't even need to exercise. You don't need a calorie counter. You don't need a treadmill, a Fitbit. You don't even need to buy an expensive TV to watch while on the treadmill. All you need is this substance. I'm going to save you a lot of money, guys. Next point is, I better stop for a minute and tell you about this substance that I'm talking about. What is this mysterious substance? Well, it's actually not that mysterious at all. It's actually something you can make right at home. No, technically, okay, you make it at Burger King, I guess, but I would still call it homemade. So add that to the pros list, okay? You don't have to buy this stuff at a stupid store. I haven't really given it a name yet, so let me tell you about how I make it. I go to Burger King, like I said, and I order the largest fries that they have with a drink. I keep all my tools with me in the car because I don't want the fries to cool down by the time that I get home. That's very important, actually. I take my garden hand shovel that I keep in my dashboard, and I press all the oils and juices out of the French fries and into the now empty soda cup. Next, discard the French fries themselves. Personally, I'm not a fan of littering, but I'm not going to come after you if you choose to do that. I don't judge. Okay, this is coming from a guy who once dumped 17,000 pounds of plastic straight into the ocean. That's a long story. Okay, next step. Let the French fry juices and oil sit for maybe 6 to 7 months, and that's it. It's that simple. Now you have a substance that your stomach is going to have one heck of a time digesting. I suggest doing this in bulk, since you have to wait so long. Honestly, the longer it sits, the better it's going to be for your body and for your new diet. I haven't given it a name yet. Like I said, I have a few ideas, but this is something that I would love to get feedback from listeners on, is what to call this stuff. So maybe that's something you guys can help me with. Send me some suggestions. It needs to be a name that sounds appetizing, obviously, especially since you don't really get a taste the foods you're eating, since they're coated with this stuff. This substance needs to sound tasty. In all honesty, the substance itself is pretty disgusting. I would rather wrap a peanut butter cup around it, honestly, but that would ruin the whole diet. So I take it like a champ. Names that I have kind of toyed with for this stuff so far: expired fat. That's one name for it. That promotes the idea that your body fat is about to be expired. Another idea that I've had is maybe old lard. I don't know. I kind of favor this one because it promotes the idea that this diet is for the young and for the old. I got that idea from when I was a kid. I used to go doorbell ditching with my friends, and we would always nail this old guy. We called him Old Lard. One time I left a pound of, rotten meat on his doorstep after I set it on fire. It was pretty funny. Anyways, the name Old Lard denotes that it's never too late to start this diet. But again, I'm open to suggestions. I'd love to hear from you guys about this. Now that you know how to make this stuff, you can start wrapping everything you eat inside of this. Okay, everything. We'll call it Old Lard for now. We'll use the term Old Lard. I got to tell you, the weight loss is almost instant. You don't believe me? When I first tried this stuff, it was all experimental, of course, and I lost about 15 pounds the first month. That's when I knew the experimental phase was over, was when I saw true results for the first time. I wanted to include a few questions from people that I've trained in the past. Maybe I didn't mention earlier. I'm a personal trainer on the side. I volunteer my time. I should have mentioned that at the beginning when I was listing my credentials, actually. These are an assortment of letters and emails I've gotten from these people after they've seen results themselves. Let's go through a few things they have to say about this program. Okay, I'm going to pull out the first one. This one is from July of 2015. The first one says, "Hey Lance Greatness, I wanted to let you know I've been thinking a lot about you lately. Remember that trip we took to San Diego Beach? I still have the seashells we collected and I can't wait to get together again. It was so impressive to me that you wanted to get separate hotel rooms. Yours forever, Diane." Thank you for the thoughts, Diane. I'm so glad that you've seen results and I hope you continue the Old Lard diet. All right, let's go to the next one. This one is also July of 2015. "Lance Greatness, you little devil. I wanted to thank you for covering me when you took me to Subway. Remember how we covered our sandwiches in your experimental lard? It didn't taste very yummy, but it's a memory I'm glad we can share together. I can't wait to kiss those beautiful lips again and to see your blue eyes. Call me Lucy." Okay, that one was a little personal, but that should show you how well the diet works. This woman confused the joy of a diet that works with the romantic feelings of a relationship. She confused the two. Let's do one from a gentleman just to switch some things up here. This one is late July of 2015. Dear Lance Greatness, first of all, let me thank you for introducing me and my wife to this outstanding diet. We have each lost around 30 pounds in the last 2 months and couldn't be happier. You are a stud. By the way, I talked to my wife's sister, like you asked, and she is totally down for a blind date. You just let me know when and where, and she'll meet you. With love and appreciation, Greg and Cynthia. I'm grateful for the fans of this product. It's new, it's fresh. Best of all, you guys, it works. This isn't a sales pitch. This is a revolutionary way to change our bodies. We've got a lot more to talk about, you guys. I want to go on this journey with you. I hope you hit that subscribe button. Maybe leave me a good review. All right, you guys. I'm Lance Greatness, and we'll see you next time.
Lance Greatness is the greatest guy around.